Okay, so he says, so let's go back to these every gate. If a person does an aveira with taiva, taiva itself is never the koyach that's going to be masim lemutav. It's not something, the koyach taiva itself has no toiv in itself. It can be used for toiv, it can be directed, but so koyach taiva itself, if it's gone, it's gone. There's nothing in it. In the koyach of seichel, even if the person was chaytel, a person did avodah zarah, like Menashe, and then it did tshuva, it's the seichel that came too. It's the healthy part of his seichel and das that sort of chucked the other stuff. So inherent in the in seichel itself, so he said seichel is self-correcting, and therefore it couldn't have been that the seichel itself was the one that the chet was. I think that's what he means. He means the maila of the seichel itself pulls you back. On the other hand, the taiva, Shein koicho kol kach gadol v'chazak shavu yamisa. Now what he's saying, hagufa, since the koyach of the physical, a koyach ha-taiva, is not an important koyach in the person, mitzadis to a sodom, mitzadis chiyus, it's too low down that you could possibly say that damaging it does something to the person at kere misa. So Seichel is too high up, and damaging it, you can never really damage it because it'll pull us all back. On the other hand, if the pegiah is in something that's very low down, you can't say it affected the body. Well, kach yesh loyma shachet hu b'koyach ha-nafshi. Shekoyach zeh eina kol kach choshev, eina kol kach gadol. Well, here I'm able to say misa. So, koyach ha-nafshi is a choshev koyach, and yet it's not so choshev that it would always pull itself together. For tuchel loymer shein roish adam a misa shein achshuva, shekoyach zeh uchoshev bevadei. Gam a tuchel loymer kechet bezel nech shab chis chison kol kach maz koyach hazeh, kein nech shab kol kach gam ke. Ulefikach boi roish shei a misa kashi echte boi. Gam yesh oi dibe tam beir le gimel deyes, vein la harich kan, vitizbar lach eil le gimel deyes chom vien mufla. So we have 3 days up to here. Now he has one more mandiyama, one more shita. What time is it? It's a little more lengthy because he introduces a whole. Now, you know, let's just talk balpe a little bit, and it'll be a bit of akdama for the next piece. He mentioned 3 parts over here, and then he's going to bring a 4th one, which is the esrog, which is Keneged Ruts, and that's the next piece over here. I want to talk about the first 3, and then that will give us a mockum for the Ruts and afterwards as well. In the koiches of Sfiris, in other words, in the Ashpol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Bria, there are different chalukas in how to divide them up. Each division has its own halach, why and why divide it. One of the ways you divide it up is like this: gimel reishin, which means seichel, the chachma bin adas, the different spheres that are keneged sichlius. The second group is everything else, except for malchus, which is the last one. So a not uncommon chalukah is the chachma bin adas is one unit, everything else, what's called the vav ketzavas, is the second unit, and finally malchus as the last. Even the name yud kei vav kei, the yud and the hey are connected to chachma bina, and the vav is connected the 6 spheres, and the last hey is connected malchus. That's a chalukah that is very, very common. So you have here chalukas, a chalukah that's exactly like it. you have the sichlius, you have everything else about a person except malchus is sort of, malchus is the physical world upon which the ruchnis lands. Malchus in the guf is connected to eva helada, which is the same makom taiva, and so on. So those three are, and I believe that that's the inyan muflig he talks about, which allows for one other koyach to be incorporated in the picture, and that is what they call kesa or rotzen or whatever, which is going to shtim with what he brings over here about esrig and lashon rotzen, chemda, and so on. So this chalukah stands in its own, and it also has in itself what it's keneged at a deep inyan, and it's just a hemshich or whatever. Any questions? Okay. Take care. All the best. Kol tov. Bye.